Hare Krishna. Somehow or another, internet here has gone down, so I can't get back into answering the questions. Still snow flurries this morning here in Istanbul, and very cold. What's the weather? It's 0 degrees. Yesterday when I was talking, I finally got to talk to Ujjwalan Vishal, Harivangsa Prabhu's sons, and we had a quite lengthy conversation. And one of these points they both brought up, which is sort of a natural phenomenon that we often hear when someone leaves this world, is that they regret that they didn't really appreciate him as well as they could have, as a person, as a devotee, as a father. And we talked about that. It's something that I've mentioned before at the passing of a Vaishnava, that we tend to appreciate devotees more when they leave than when they're with us. I've been at sort of remembrances of devotees who I know that when they were physically present, they were the objects of criticism or some problem or so on. But of course, when someone leaves this world, then it's not the etiquette to think about what they did wrong, even if they really did do something wrong. One doesn't emphasize their bad qualities, but one tends to remember and should only glorify a person's good qualities, what good they've done. After all, they're gone, so what's the benefit of speaking anything negative? So, and the tendency is to take people for granted, we take things for granted, we take people for granted, we take life for granted, we take air for granted, we take food for granted, we take Krishna for granted, we take Krishna consciousness for granted. And being separated from some of those things, that's when we really tend to appreciate taking food for granted. Very often, you know, you see devotees eating and we eat feasts, which is a real rare thing for ordinary people. We sometimes eat and live like kings, and devotees leave food on their plates, whereas the food that then, or prasadam that then later gets thrown out, thrown away. Whereas there are many people in the world who would literally give their lives to be able to eat those remnants, because we take food for granted. Well, of course, we'll always have something to eat, we've always had it like that. We've had it good, so it's a propensity. But then, while I was talking to them, I said, "Well, but actually, you can't really fully appreciate a person when you're always with them, no matter how hard you try. Even if you've done your best, and even if you've really been attentive, respectful, careful, etc., it doesn't work. The dynamic of relationships is such that separation is an integral part of union. In order to appreciate someone, you have to be separated from them. And that's what we see that goes on in Krishna's pastimes and in the spiritual world, Krishna being the fulcrum, the center point of this of love and relationships, that this constant daily separation, which only increases the appreciation for Krishna when he's present, and in his absence we get to actually appreciate him, his qualities, more even in his absence than when he's present. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and of course that's the other aspect, is that it also increases our love. So And this is a dynamic that's going on eternally in the spiritual world, this constant meeting and separation, which gives us the opportunity to increase our appreciation for Krishna and for Vaishnavas and for Krishna's associates. And that increased appreciation allows us to increase our love. But we're not here eternally in this material world, and particularly as Vaishnavas, we're only here for a given time, a short period of time, and then tathādiham tadāprāptiya, then we change bodies, and cakvādiham punarjanmānaiti, and then we go back to Godhead. So we don't have that opportunity, really, to appreciate each other as much. Perhaps there's short-lived separation. Husband goes to work, just as Krishna goes to work during the day, and he comes back, and that gives the opportunity for wife to appreciate him and he her. Although such short separation generally doesn't awaken as much it's proportional to the love, but it doesn't awaken as much appreciation. When someone's gone for a longer period of time, some months or even a year, that certainly brings it out. Just like I know I'm constantly having to travel both in Hungary and out of Hungary, it gives me an opportunity to better appreciate the devotees and to better appreciate deities. Because it's a more distant approach. But this type of really long separation, the long separation that comes, for instance, at death, that's it. Because once devotees die, they go back to Godhead, or they change bodies, and then we don't have the opportunity to appreciate each other again. So there's a limit. There is going to be a limit. Just a natural limit as to how well we can actually appreciate each other while we are here in this material body, in this material world. And we shouldn't lament that. We should see that it's a natural part of relationships. It's a natural part of the dynamic. Only in the spiritual world will we be able to really continually, fully, increasingly appreciate not only Krishna, but each other. Because in the spiritual world we live forever. So yes, there are differences between the material world and the spiritual world, and we're aware of those differences, and it's something that we constantly live with. We won't be able to fully appreciate each other here in this world, but we should do our best. We should do our best by, yes, having really ideal conduct and learning how to see the good and not letting this, as Prabhupada would often say, familiarity breeds contempt. Not allow this familiarity, this constant ability to be so fortunate as to be eating feasts regularly, to be associating with Vaishnavas, to be able to see the Lord at will, to be able to associate with each other and have each other's shelter as friends, as husband, as wife, as parents and children. Not let that get in the way. Try and get the best out of these relationships by communicating well, by really hearing each other, and by, which I always appreciated, let me say it another way, I appreciate it more now in his absence, in my father, is that he was a person who never criticized anyone, and he always looked for the good in people. He was really a person who just didn't speak ill of anyone. So we need to learn how to develop these traits and qualities and really try and get the best that we can while we can, and that will give us the opportunity to really learn how to appreciate others when we get to the transcendental realm. Hare Krishna.